Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And I'll explain exactly what this edition of Opinions Matter is all about in just a moment. But before I do, I want to give a big, big shout out to our current Opinions Matter sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, Hum Finance is a fantastic facility that enables you to spread the cost of payments on large ticket items that you might want to get your hands on. So, for example, if you are thinking of buying a new big 50-inch television and you just don't have the money for it right now, well, with Hum Finance and directly through somewhere like Harvey Norman, you can buy that television and finance it over a period of months. And you can spread the cost of purchases up to 30,000 euro when buying online or in-store from many of their retail partners. And they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, DIY, you name it, in fact. So getting approval is fairly simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.com, or apply directly in-store through any one of their retail partners. Have a look at their website to see the huge array of companies that they support. Shophum.com. Now, please keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed. But rest assured, Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And we'd like to thank them for being the current sponsors on the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what exactly is this episode of Opinions Matter all about? We release this episode, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, every Saturday at about lunchtime. This is actually episode 22. So let me tell you what this is all about. Every day during the week, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page at around about 1:30 each weekday afternoon. And for the first 10, 15 minutes, while we're waiting for the audience to build up on Facebook, Jeremy and myself, and sometimes Katie, sit here in the studio and literally shoot the breeze about any old shite. And sometimes it is any old shite. So let me give you an idea of the sorts of things we're going to be talking about. We'll be hearing how Jeremy gate-crashed a Muslim wedding. There was the day during the week that he brought his youngest child into the studio here, which was an experience for her. And I got some great news this week. I became a granddad for the very first time, and you'll hear that whole story coming up. So it's a mishmash of different conversations from every day this week at the very start of our live show. And let's start last Monday.
Something happened to me at the weekend. I'm a bit wound up. If you're listening to this podcast, guys, I'm a bit wound up at the moment. About two things happened to me at the weekend.
Okay.
One which was pleasurable.
Okay.
And one which was not pleasurable.
Okay. Tell us about the not pleasurable one then, please.
The not pleasurable. Oh, sorry. I got to see a Muslim wedding, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was the pleasurable one.
That was, here, don't be racist. There's no racism on this.
No,
on this
you said,
podcast.
I said, let's start with the unpleasurable one.
Oh, no, you said pleasurable.
No.
Oh.
Oh, but sorry, you got to see a Muslim wedding.
Yeah, no, I've never been to a Muslim wedding before because I'm Islamophobic.
That's not something to be bragging about.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Every time I get an invite, I rip it up. No, I'm joking. I don't have any Muslim friends, so that's why I've never been to a Muslim wedding.
So how come
you're... Any Muslim friends?
Not that I know of.
But you'd know if
they were.
How
would you know?
Well, they never buy you a round of drinks at the bar.
Oh.
So that's why you'd know. Anyway, we were at a hotel yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. and sheiks. If it is sheiks, what are they called?
Shakes.
See if there's any sheiks listening.
I don't think we have a big sheik audience now, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, well, Liquors. There's Liquors listening.
You have no sheiks.
No sheiks, just Liquors. Anyway, we were leaving our hotel yesterday after having a bite to eat in the hotel. And by the way, if anybody, because obviously when we record this podcast, there's people listening to it live as well. So if you want to add to this, if you've been to a Muslim wedding and you want to add to my comments, this isn't just about me. You can add to it. This is like in a class. Not just one student puts up his hand.
Everybody.
You can put up your hand as well. Don't be that student. That was me, by the way, in school. Always had the
pick
hand
me,
up first.
Pick me, pick me.
I didn't have to say pick me because he knew. Just point it down. Always had my hand.
If you're like donkey. Who's pick me, pick me, pick
I'm
me.
I'm like donkey. I always had my hand up. Always had my hand. I was that kind of I won't tell you what my nickname was because of it.
Well, what was your nickname?
I was too rude. Absolutely rude. Anyway, at a hotel, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, and we were leaving after having a bite to eat. Very salubrious hotel, I have to say. Very salubrious.
What was the hotel?
It doesn't matter at the moment.
I know it does.
You know the hotel.
Where?
I have to be careful because of GDPR and all that. And,
Dublin, non-Dublin?
Oh, no, it's a Dublin hotel, yeah.
Dublin hotel.
South Dublin hotel, thank you
There's
very much.
There's only about 10 of them left.
So they haven't been turned into iPass centres. Yeah. Now you're getting racist again.
No, but there is.
To bring iPass into everything.
There's only a few Dublin
hotels
left.
iPass. Yeah. Anyway, this was a non-iPass hotel. And as we were leaving, we noticed a bit of commotion. No, commotion is the wrong word. What's the word my mother uses? What, she always uses that word. I mean, a bit of crack. What's she say? Diversion.
Diversion?
My mother uses that word, yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Google it. There was a bit of diversion going on.
Diversion?
Diversion? Is that the word? Some of you will have known that word. Did your mum know?
Diversion?
No, it wasn't a diversion.
There's no...
Diversion.
There's no such word.
I think there is.
No, there actually isn't.
So is my mother the only person who uses that word?
Yeah, I've never heard that word.
So my mother would often say to me, God, I was out on Friday night, Jeremy, and what were you up to, Ma? A bit of diversion.
No.
And now we're trying to say, 36 years later...
That since, word does not exist in the word, English.
Diversion. Maybe we're spelling it wrong.
Oh.
Diversion.
Oh, sorry, it does actually... diversion is a Hiberno-English pronunciation
yep.
of the noun diversion, meaning crack entertainment.
Thank you. My mother was right. Diversion.
Nobody uses that word, seriously.
Anyway, we were outside the hotel and we noticed a bit of diversion going on. There was people arriving in Muslim garb. Not the expression garb, the clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And my wife's a nosy elk. No, she's quite nosy.
Nosy elk cow.
Sorry, thank you. Forget me. My wife's a nosy elk cow.
Cow, yeah. Yeah.
Can you say cow? Because isn't cow sacred at a Muslim wedding?
No. That's in India. Oh. Cows are sacred in...
Oh, geez, maybe it was an Indian wedding I was at.
You know the difference.
No, they were Muslim. Anyway, my wife says, will you come over and find out what's going on there? And I went over and I said, what's the story here, mate? What's going on here? What's with all the diversion? And he's like, well, I don't understand the diversion.
You hardly went over to somebody and said, what the hell's going on here?
I actually did. I said, what's going on? He says, and he was a lovely Muslim gentleman. And he says, my daughter's after getting married today. And I says, well, can I tell you something, mate? I've never, ever seen what goes on in a Muslim wedding. And I'm quite interested. Can you fill me in? So he says, have a look. So I had a look. And it's quite different to a Catholic wedding.
So you're telling me you gate-crashed a wedding?
Yes, I gate-crashed a wedding, yeah.
And was the wedding in the hotel?
It was the afters, but they don't call it the afters in Muslim land.
Muslim land.
I don't know. In Muslim culture, I don't know. I'm terrified to say the wrong thing here. But the one thing that I did know... So they serve... The food, I wasn't happy.
You weren't happy
so
with the food?
It was Persian food. Is that the correct thing? It was from Persia.
Well, there is no such place, really.
Why, where's Persia?
Persia is what Iran used to be called.
Well, it was probably Persian food. So it was all little... I didn't... Anyway, your mum was like, oh, try the food. And I did what I always do. I took a bite out of it and then spat it out into the plants. By the way, if you work in that hotel, I would check the pots of the plants today. Because there's all food after being spashed into it. But it was actually quite different. It was very, very different. Now, you know the one thing that I did notice? There was obviously no gargle at the thing.
Well, obviously, yeah, yeah.
And I thought I'd never say this, ladies and gentlemen, because you know me, I am a teetotaler. I am a pioneer. I do not drink alcohol. A wedding without alcohol is shite, isn't it, though? Well, you've never been to a wedding that's...
You told me about your wedding. You restricted the amount of alcohol people could have.
That's because it was a free fucking bar.
Yeah.
So people ordering double Hennessy XO. Do you know how much a shot of Hennessy XO
is? It's expensive, yeah.
Are you listening, Thomas? It's my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law at the wedding, yeah. At the start of the wedding, because we forgot to announce that it was a free bar at the wedding. And my brother-in-law was drinking like half measures and stuff like that. And then the wedding planner said to us, you have to announce that the bar is free. So I went on the microphone. You always get feedback, don't you? Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thanks. That's me. Thanks for coming to our wedding. It's been a great day so far. I forgot to tell you, by the way, that it's a free bar. Well, my brother-in-law's, I've never seen, they were like Usain Bolt runners at the bar, getting double shots of Hennessy XO. Anyway, I just don't think it's for me.
A Muslim wedding?
A Muslim wedding. The non-alcohol.
But you don't drink anyway.
Oh, no, I would at a wedding. Oh, yeah.
Right. So a wedding with no drink is not a wedding.
But they were dressed absolutely beautifully. Have you ever seen the way Muslim people dress for weddings? Like, there was a couple of people, I won't name names, that turned up to my wedding in runners.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, name names.
I can't name names. One was wearing you see the t-shirt I'm wearing now? Would you wear that to a wedding?
No, no.
You probably wouldn't even wear this.
I wouldn't wear it any time. Oh, yeah.
No. I'm wearing, because this is a podcast, it's audio, I'm wearing
A white polo top. Which has seen better days, it has to be said.
What better days?
That has.
Tuesday. But a person turned up at my wedding wearing one of these.
Yeah, I just thrown them back out. Anyway, so the Muslim wedding was a nice experience.
It was
to see how the other half lives.
Well, can I ask you a question? I don't want to be disrespectful to the Muslim tradition or the Muslim religion. Why don't they drink?
It's just their religion.
What do you mean?
They just don't drink. They don't drink alcohol. It's forbidden.
That's not give me the reason. You're saying they don't. But I'm saying, why don't they?
Because Islam forbids the consumption of alcohol.
Ah, yeah, but so does the Bible. And it doesn't stop
doesn't
us.
Forbid. No, sure, didn't Jesus make bloody wine? Got everybody locked.
What? When did he do that?
He turned water into wine.
No, he didn't.
At the wedding.
He literally didn't. Sorry.
At the wedding, he turned water into wine and everybody got locked.
So he fermented grapes. So that takes 100 years to do that. You can't just turn water to wine.
Well, JC did.
So that's the reason Muslim people... So does any Muslim person drink?
Some of them do on the sly, yeah.
But there was no alcohol at this wedding, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was a very... I have to say, you should go to...
How long did you stay at this wedding that your gate crashed?
20 minutes.
Oh.
Because I didn't know any of the music being played. It was Persian music. It was like, you know... Like when I go to weddings, I want to hear the huckle book.
The huckle book?
I love the huckle book. That's the one. Many of you may not know this song. Adrian will give it a play now in a second.
I won't. I've cred.
Now, there's two songs that will get me up at a wedding, yeah? And I was going to go up and ask the DJ, would he play these songs? But I don't think they were in his repertoire. The first song that makes me get up to dance at a wedding, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know that song? It's... Oh, here's. Oh, I love the song. Oh, hey! Oh, I love that song.
You're telling me that gets you going. Listen to it.
Oh, hey! You do the hooker book. You do the hooker book.
Jesus, that's awful.
And the other one is, and I don't know what it's called, it goes like, it's 9:15 and I should be up in bed. I'm going to get married. I think I'll lose a head. The waiters wait.
What the song is that?
It's matrimony. I love that song at weddings. I would listen to that. Don't play that song. I would listen to that song at any other time of the year, only when I'm at a wedding. And I'm the first person to go up to the DJ and go, hello, Mr. DJ, will you play that song? It's 9:15. I should be out of bed.
Oh, my God. You like such chronically bad music.
But they were listening to very different music at the Muslim wedding. They didn't have any of the hits. Let's hear it. The registrar will be very pleased. Oh, what a song. When we show up an hour late, like two frozen peas. Yeah, that's all you can play. That's all you can play.
Yeah, Mark will be on to us.
We'll be switched off. Anyway, for those of you... You may think I'm joking about this, but there's a serious side to this. I think, guys, you should all open your mind, because a lot of you probably have never been to a Muslim wedding. The next time you know of a friend, and I have to say, the nicest people you could meet. Music shite, food below average.
Well, they wouldn't have invited you into the wedding if they knew you were going to go on one of Ireland's biggest podcasts saying food shite, music shite.
Sorry, I asked the two Johnnies and they said, no, we don't want you on.
Oh.
So that's why I'm saying it here. I'm literally the number 50th podcast in Ireland.
What?
50th?
No.
Oh, sorry, 70th.
No.
No, what?
Second.
Where? Second?
Big.
Okay.
Big business.
So, if you do have a friend who is a Muslim and they're getting married, but you would go to a wedding if you had a friend who was Muslim, wouldn't you?
Yes, you probably would, yeah.
Could you go away? Now, Adrian, I know you're fond of the booze.
So are you, by the sounds of it. I couldn't go to a wedding with no drink.
But have you ever been to a wedding where you haven't drank?
Probably not, no.
I just can't think of anything worse. Can you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of weddings anyway.
But you're a fan of booze.
So you need it.
But sorry, the reason people don't invite you to a wedding, Adrian, you're twice divorced.
Twice divorced?
Yeah, three times divorced, yeah.
No.
And haven't you had a wedding, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like having a black cat in your living room. You are the black... Is it a black cat that you can't have in your living room?
I don't know.
Have you ever had a black pussy in your living room?
No, I haven't. And so that was your good news. What bad happened to you over the weekend?
Oh, have we time to talk about?
Okay, yeah,
I'll say this
quick.
Very quick. This is a warning for all of you. If your kids have a PlayStation account, yeah,
yeah,
be very, very careful. My son Luke spent £420 on my debit card at the weekend.
Really? Little bastard.
So I didn't realise that I had linked... Sorry, don't call my child names.
Well, no, seriously, spending £420 on you.
What?
I'll call him what you won't. What you want to.
So I linked my card. When I set up his PlayStation, I linked my debit card and I put a password on it. And I didn't think he had the password. And I was going on checking my banking. I have several bank accounts. I have some in the Cayman Islands. I have another bank...
You don't even know where the Cayman Islands are.
Oh, I do. I have another bank account that's situated in Bilbao, in the Basque region of Spain, which is a tax haven for people like me who earn big money. So...
Do you actually believe all that?
Oh, no, I do have...
Bilbao is a tax haven.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was checking my bank account, yeah? And it was €420 paid to Sony Entertainment. I says, does Sony Entertainment...
Luke!
Does Sony Entertainment do porn? And I'm talking about myself using the porn, not my son. And I went through it, and I went through his account. He was after buying 5 games. He was after buying NBA basketball. The child doesn't even like basketball. He was after buying FIFA soccer. He bought a load of games.
And did he know what he was doing?
Oh, he says, I woke him up. I dragged him out of the bed by the scruff of his neck.
Good, yeah.
Sorry, if you're listening to Tusla, that may or may not be true.
Yeah.
And he claims he didn't know. But £420, my warning to you guys is, just be careful if your kids... have access to your bank account. So I said to him the next day, I said, you got to make back the £420. So, oh, you know kids these days, bloody millennials, yeah. I'm not doing chores, Dad. It's not the 1950s when you grew up. Now, first of all, I didn't grow up in the 1950s.
The 1990s.
But yeah, 420, I think it was between 420 and 400. And
so what are you going to do to get the money back off him?
So I asked him to paint my tyres.
Paint your tyres?
Yeah, and you know where you get the black stuff?
Oh, yeah. Car?
And he said to me, and we'd have to get him on the show someday. He's a cheeky little fuck, God forgive me. He said, Dad, that's child abuse. I'm not getting down on my knees and painting your tyres. That's child abuse. And then he says, I'll ring the guards or something like that. So if anybody wants...
I'd just lock him up for a year.
If anybody wants to... Luke, get Luke to do a milk and paper round. Bobby Kennedy, by the way, I thought you died in a plane crash.
Hmm?
Bobby Kennedy's message in there. I thought he died in a plane crash.
In a plane crash?
Yeah, all the Kennedys died in plane crashes.
No, Bobby was shot dead.
Well, I just knew he was dead.
And his son is still knocking around. That's the lovely Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Now, Robert Mitten is saying that you can contact PS Customer Service and they'll give you the money back. They won't. He bought the games.
Right, have you since taken your card off the account?
The card, but the little shite will refuse to do any chores in the house.
Ground him.
Won't.
Lock him up.
Ah, that doesn't work.
What? Lock him in his bedroom and take the key?
No, see, we used to ground our kids and then we realised we hate having them in the house with us. Like my mother and father, when I was a kid, they used to ground us for months on end. And we'd be little shits in the house so that they'd let us go out. So like I'd pour pepper all over the kitchen floor. God, go on, let me out and I won't do that again. No, you're grounded for another week. I hate having the kids in the house. I don't even like my kids half the time.
So you want them out? So the bottom line is the young fella getting away with this €420 bill?
Yeah, yeah.
You dirty looking gobshite.
420, I think it was 428 quid. And just in case people think I'm making this up, like most of the stories I tell in this podcast, I'm going to show the evidence to, what's your name again?
My name is Adrian.
Look at all the transactions. $9.99 to buy FC points for EA Sports.
Oh, he'd kill the little bastard.
But you can't kill children.
You should be able to.
He's not a little bastard.
No, you should.
So in one minute, he spent £42 in 1 minute.
Can you not take his PlayStation away then?
Oh no, then I'll end up having to talk to him. No, no, the PlayStation gives me peace.
So have you taken your bank card off the bloody thing?
Didn't you run up a huge bill, a phone bill on your parents' house when you lived at home ringing those porn sites?
No, I didn't.
You know, you talked to Mandy.
I did not.
When you talked to Mandy down the phone.
Mandy never answered.
Even Adrian couldn't get a call back from a porn site.
Anyway, you need to.
I'm not good in the discipline thing.
Well, I was about to say you need to discipline him in some way.
What?
You need to, seriously.
Like why? What?
Oh, I've loads of suggestions.
Oh, lots of people are saying I will get the money back.
Yeah, but you need to at least ask.
Oh, and finally, back to the Quran. Muslims don't drink alcohol. This is from Orla, because it's forbidden in the Quran. It clouds the mind. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it does.
Mind will be
permanently clouded,
literally to be clouded for a week after it. It can lead to harmful behaviour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I caught my Mickey in the zip once while I was drunk. That's quite harmful. And it goes against the values of self-control. Jesus, Adrian, you could never be Muslim. This literally goes against everything. So you engage in harmful behaviour when you're drunk, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You lose your self-control.
So I should become a Muslim is really what you're saying.
You wouldn't last 2 minutes. You wouldn't last 2 minutes. And it clouds your mind.
Anyway, the young fella needs to be disciplined. He can't get away with that. What are you going to do? Come on.
I
want answers.
I can't discipline. I'm not that type of parent. As I said, I could...
Just let him away with it. Go on, son. Spend more.
But he's going to listen to this podcast. So you give a message to Luke because he likes and subscribes. Yeah, so go on. You give a message.
He does not, does he?
Yeah. Big fan. All his class is into the podcast as well.
Really?
Yeah. Go on.
Luke, well done. Rob more money off him.
He has plenty of money.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Did you know that my son listens to this podcast?
No, I'm not really happy about
clearly
that.
Clearly my wife doesn't, because she's ringing me here. you can see her name coming up on the phone. Sue Studio.
So she clearly hasn't a clue what you do with your life.
Which is bizarre. By the way, for those of you who don't believe that she
is
gone,
actually... It's gone.
Oh, she didn't last very long. It's bizarre that my wife is ringing me as we are recording this podcast. And I'll tell you why it's bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. It's bizarre because we are not on speaking terms at the moment.
Oh.
That sounds sorry, you're surprised that a married couple are not on speaking terms?
I know, but I always love a bit of gossip.
You who's been divorced four times.
Four times. It was only two yesterday.
No, it's doubled. It's doubled.
So I've got two divorces in the last 24 hours.
Can you open the flap?
It is.
No, it's not enough. There's nowhere in this podcast studio.
You deal with it. Deal with it.
I can't deal with it.
But then you'll have to put on that joke.
What joke?
Look, you've regulation issues.
You're going to talk about something that's visual and this is a podcast.
No.
Podcast is audio.
Jeremy comes into our studio some days with a t-shirt on and says, oh, it's bloody freezing in here.
Yeah.
And then today he comes in with three layers on and says, it's bloody roasting in here.
Now, I have to do something.
What's your issue with wearing the right clothes?
This is the kind of shite that your woman Vogue. What's her husband's name that does the podcast together?
Vogue and Wesley? No?
Peter, I don't know, whatever.
Peter, yeah, him.
Do you know the way they involve their marriage and their podcasts all the time? But my wife, who's not on speaking terms with me at the moment, I can just stress that, not on speaking terms.
Will you give us the gossip then?
But why is she ringing me if we're not on speaking terms?
Probably just wanted to call you a prick and hang up.
No, she already called me that.
Oh, right, but she probably...
By the way, can I just say to you ladies...
What's the goss?
Oh, I don't think...
Paraphrase it.
I don't think...
What did you do?
Oh, yeah, you always assume it's the man.
No, I know it was. I just know it was.
No, it was me, yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. But can I just say to...
Come on, what did you do?
Can I just say to you guys that...
Spencer.
And Can I just say to you ladies, now this is ladies, because men don't give women the silent treatment. But ladies, when you give a man the silent treatment, you may think that that is a punishment on him. But I'm here to tell you, ladies...
That it's the opposite.
That is actually the opposite. I have had the best 24 hours of my marriage. Haven't had to discuss anything. In fact... last night, I made myself a cup of tea just before bed, and I left the tea bag in the sink, which, as you know, I do. It's a disgusting habit.
It's
a dirty, dirty thing. It's a thing I do, and I left the tea bag in the sink purely to see would she speak to me to give out about it. Because normally she'd walk into the bedroom with
the teabag.
I'm just going to say, you're a dirty fucking pig or something like that.
Yeah.
So I left the teabag on the sink. And not only did I do that, I didn't even wring out the teabag.
Oh, you just left it dribbling there?
So it's dribbling down all over the sink and stuff like that. And I left it there.
You dirty pig.
And when I got, no, dirty fucking animal.
I would agree with her on that.
And I was expecting her to come in and give out to me about it, and she didn't. And when I got up this morning, so I'm the first out of the house every morning, and when I got up this morning to go to work, the teabag was still there.
Ooh.
So
what did you do? Just in a short sentence.
Okay, well, let's put it to the listeners, because I think this is an OTT reaction. I said something 23 and a half hours ago. Let's say, about 12 o'clock yesterday. I said something 23 and a half hours ago to my wife.
That went down like a lead balloon.
It went down like a hooker in a brothel.
Okay, so what did you say? Let us be the judge.
So she has a work... Yeah, okay. I think she overreacted. I'm open to all opinions. That's why it's called Opinions Matter.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than a conversation where it's only the same opinion. I was listening to a radio show earlier on today.
Yeah.
I can't say that the station it was on or the presenter. His name is John, though.
His name is John?
John.
I can't think of any Johns on the radio.
Oh, there are. There's a John on the radio.
Is there?
And he was having a discussion about something. It doesn't matter what the topic was, and every caller was saying the same thing.
Oh, how boring.
I agree with the fella that was just on. Oh, I agree with the fella that was just on. So I want to hear different opinions on this. She's not talking to me
because
for the last 24 hours because she has a work night out on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I suppose I'm babysitting the kids. Now, I thought that was a normal thing to say. I thought that was quite... I was putting myself forward. Do you want the kids babysat? I'm here to do it.
Her issue, though, is...
Did you use the
words babysitting for your own children?
I don't know what that issue is. So she's going out on Friday night, yeah?
She's going out on Friday night?
Yeah.
You said she's going down on Friday night. That's her own, your own business.
Did I say that?
You did actually say that.
That's a Freudian slip. Chance to be a fine thing. No, I didn't. Did I say that?
You did.
Sorry, can you all rewind back the podcast and see if
you
I
did
said
say
that?
It. You
I,
did.
How can I rewind back the podcast?
I can't.
She's going out on Friday night to a brewery with friends from work.
Very good, yeah, very good.
Rascal's Brewery.
That's a great spot, yeah.
Jesus, is there any brewery you haven't been to?
No.
You could literally name a brewery.
Let's get back to the point
here. You could literally name a brewery, yeah, in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Is that what that country's called?
Kazakhstan.
What's it called, that country?
Kazakhstan.
No. Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan. It's a stan, anyway.
It's a stan. You could literally say... Adrian, have you ever been to that brewery in
Kyrgyzstan?
Oh, geez, yeah, I had a great night there. Great night there.
Anyway, so she's going to a brewery on Friday.
Rascal's Brewery.
And you said, I suppose I'm brave.
No, I said, that's great that you're going out with your friends from work. Do you want me to babysit the kids? And all hell broke loose. And she, her issue was, well, I couldn't really get her issue because you know me, women, when they're angry, they just go...
That's the end of that.
My wife, when she's angry, sounds like your man from the Muppets used to play the drums. What was his name?
Animal.
How dare you?
Animal.
How dare you? She was angry, but...
Animal?
What?
That was the name of the character in the Muppet Show,
that's
Animal.
A stupid name for a character.
Yeah, but that was his name.
That was his name?
Yeah, Animal.
You remember? So I couldn't get any sense out of her, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
And all I said was, do you want me to babysit the kids on Friday night? When you're going to Rascal's Brewery.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. That was literally her. Yeah. Yeah.
Here he is.
That's Animal.
That's Animal in the Muppet Show.
That's pretty much what she said to me. And at the end of saying all that, she said to me, do you even get what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't even fucking understand what you were saying. How can I get what you were saying? Can someone please tell me what is wrong with me offering to babysit my kids on Friday night when my wife goes to the brewery?
Because you don't babysit your own children.
Yeah, you do.
They're your own children.
No, they're babies.
Yeah.
No.
You don't babysit your own children.
They're babies and you're sitting them.
No, you babysit somebody else's children. No, you don't babysit your own children. No.
Sorry, that's obviously
what her issue is.
I know a lot of you can't see this, but I'm taking off, because it's audio, I'm taking off my shirt now because things are getting serious.
Yeah. So you offered to babysit your own children. It should go without saying that you'd be minding your kids.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Ashley says there's nothing. She's overreacting, Jeremy. Well, Ashley, would you call to my house? It's number 32.
Yeah, and just knock on the door.
Number 32. But you can't just number. You need to give a bit more than number 32. It's number 32, the Pines.
The Pines?
The Pines, Castleknock, Dublin 6 West.
Did you live out in Dublin 18? You always shite on about that. I live in a lovely postcode.
I have a lovely postcode.
You don't. It's a concrete jungle.
I have a sexy postcode. Of a sexy postcode.
A sexy postcode.
Yeah, yeah, a sexy
anyway,
postcode.
Anyway, you don't babysit your own children.
Yes, you do.
I think Mrs. D is on
no, no,
onto
no, no,
one
no,
here.
No, okay. By the way, sorry to burst your little bubble here, yeah? The last person I'd be getting marriage advice from is you.
I'm only saying about your kids. Don't babysit your own children.
The last person I will be getting...
It should go without saying.
You know who I go to for marriage advice before going to you?
Who?
Kerry Katona.
Oh.
In fact, I'm going to ring Kerry. Hang on a sec. Hola, love. Hola, Kerry.
Anyway, I think Mrs. D probably...
How is she famous?
Who?
Kerry Katona.
Because she was married to Brian Fett.
But she was only in... She was only in Atomic Kitten for a week.
Yeah.
And she,
she was married to Brian McFathead.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
Ah, probably would.
A lovely fella. So, do you not babysit your own kids?
You mind your own kids, you don't babysit them. I think Mrs. D is onto something. I think she's right.
My kids aren't talking to me either.
Why? What have you done on them?
I told them I had a favourite out of the three. It's actually great to come in here and talk.
What?
Even though the people that listen to this, a lot of you are lickers, it's great to actually talk to lickers as opposed to nobody.
Sorry, you told your children that you have a favourite?
Yeah. But I didn't say who the favourite was.
Well, that's even worse.
Jeremy, you don't babysit your own children. Yes, you actually do.
No.
So what part of babysit? Okay, they're babies.
They're not babies. Your young fella's voice is nearly broken. How are you, Da?
How are you, Da? Will you buy me a vape?
Yeah.
Good News Friday with Luke.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah, he turned around to me yesterday. How are you? Will you buy me a coffee? Will you buy me a cup of coffee?
Your young fella said.
Buy me the price of a cup of coffee, will you?
So there's no baby. He's not a baby.
I need you some money.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
Buy me a cup of coffee.
Well, after what you told us yesterday about him spending money on his PlayStation.
Yeah.
How are you, Da?
I think we'll get him on. And Michelle is asking, did Adrian become a granddad yet? Well, at the very moment of recording this, no.
She's been induced.
But my daughter is in hospital.
I don't think we need to talk about your daughter's...
movements.
If she's crowning. Is she crowning?
She's in hospital at the moment anyway.
She's brought in
this morning.
Is the top of the head
out? So as we're recording this, no baby. But I've no doubt by the time you hear this...
Baby,
I hope. Fingers crossed.
And gender?
Little boy.
Oh, little boy.
Little boy, yeah.
She probably didn't want you to say that. Anyway.
Well, she's told everybody.
I had a conversation with the three kids. And by the way, I just want to say this to everybody listening to this podcast. Every single one of you, if you have a kid, yeah, has a favourite.
If you've more than one.
Yeah.
If you've only got one, obviously that's your favourite.
Everybody has a favourite kid. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer's parents. Do you think Jeffrey was their favourite kid?
He could have been.
No, how would you have a cannibal as your favourite kid?
They didn't know he was a cannibal when he was their favourite.
No, but the Dahmers, yeah?
Yeah.
Had four kids.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, three of them turned out okay, and one of them ate other people's bodies and had sex with dead skulls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He wasn't a nice kid, is what I'm saying. He was a bit twisted.
So he wasn't the favourite.
So you think if Jeffrey...
So come here.
No, but hang on. If Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were on the line now...
Yeah.
And you said, how are you, Mr. Dahmer?
Was Jeffrey your favourite?
Is he dead now?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll Google that. Go on anyway.
Okay. Why was Jeffrey Dahmer always hungry?
I don't know.
Because he had no body to eat. Oh. He is dead, actually.
Yeah, he was murdered in prison.
How long is he dead?
Since 1994.
He's definitely not their favourite then. Anyway, if Mr. Dahmer was on the phone, yeah?
Yeah.
And you said, is Jeff your favourite kid? I think they'd probably say... No, Jeff was not our favourite kid because he was a cannibal.
So, between you and I and nobody else, who is your favourite?
Jimmy Savile's ma.
What about her?
Lovely woman. She's
dead donkeys.
What was her name? She used to be called the goddess. Wasn't that her name?
Who?
Or the governess. What did he used to call her?
The governess is on the chase.
What did Jimmy Savile call his ma?
I have no idea.
You know what you say? Oh, my mother lives with me in the house, my lovely mother. No, what was it?
No idea.
Find out what he used to call her. He had a name for her. Was a sweetheart. My sweetheart mother. Now then, my mother lives in the house, and I can't bring ladies back to the house because of my mother. What, you called her?
The Duchess.
The Duchess. So do you think if you ask the Duchess, Come here.
She's long since gone.
Doesn't matter. Okay, I need to find
someone. She was gone before him.
I need to find someone who's still alive. Do you think if you asked Mrs. Saville...
Do you think if you asked your mother, who's our favourite, would it be you?
See, that is the thing. That is the thing. I have had this conversation with my mother before.
Yeah.
And even though she hasn't said it outright, I know that my sister is her favourite.
I don't blame her.
But I'm not Jimmy Savile.
She brought no trouble to...
I'm not Jimmy Savile or...
Here, what? There's nothing likable about you, so...
Yeah, but I'm not Jimmy Savile scale.
If you were my child, you wouldn't be my favourite.
Well, now that I... Can I say something then? And I want to say it to the listeners.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to say it to the podcast, but I know for a fact, from speaking to your mother, Bess, hey, Bess, how are you? That you are not the favourite child.
And on that note...
Jeez, I hate ending on a sour...
Well, you really have. You've punched me in the gut there.
Yeah. And, like, your other siblings are not much to write home about, so how fucking bad are you?
When my children say you prefer him over me, I say cop on, I hate the three of you.
Yeah. No, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having a favourite child.
So who is your favourite anyway?
I can't say because my son likes and subscribes to this podcast.
How are you, da? I love your podcast.
So it's not him then? Because if it was, you'd say it was.
No, I just can't say. I cannot say who it is. But all you need to know is you're not the favourite of the Kennedy clan.
We're finishing on that note again.
And the gas thing is, out of the three of you, is there three of you?
Yep.
You are the highest achiever.
What?
Well, you're a celebrity.
Jesus, say that to my brother and sister, why don't you?
No, but they're not known.
What?
They're not known.
Ah, they are known. They're known very widely.
Yeah, but
different circles,
yes,
now.
Yes, in the crime pages of the Sunday World, maybe. But when you drive into Bray, it says on the sign, Bray, the home of Darragh O'Brien and Adrian Kennedy.
It doesn't say that.
Oh, they got rid of Darragh O'Brien's name.
They did, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinion.
By the way, on our next podcast, we're going to get Jeffrey Dahmer's ma on and we're going to put it...
I'd say she's long gone
No, no, she's still alive.
Is she?
And we're going to put that question to her. Was Jeff your favourite kid?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
My apologies for being late today.
Yes, there's a reason, but there's a good reason he's late.
There is.
And we just want to start off by saying, on this particular part of the podcast, we have to watch our language.
Now,
Normally, myself and himself and yourselves, our language is atrocious.
Atrocious it is,
we
yeah.
We have a young listener. Do you want to come over? Come over. Come here.
No, she's too shy.
Oh, is she? No, but she's not shy. My daughter...
Are you shy, Freya?
Freya, come here.
Oh, no, she's too shy. She's eating her Maltesers.
So Freya is in my youngest... Is she my youngest? She's 2015, 2016, 2017.
Freya, what age are you?
No, oh God, I can't believe she won't talk.
No, she's too shy today.
Just like her dad. Now people aren't going to believe she's here.
Here she is.
Come over and sit on daddy's lap. Hang on a sec. Now, so this is going to be very difficult for me to do this without saying bad words because I don't curse in front of my kids. And if you're watching on... Where's my wire? Oh God.
What are you doing?
There we go. Hang on. There we go.
Now.
Just come up and see her on the telly, the TV.
Look.
Actually, sit up on the table, Freya. There you are.
Look.
Look, Freya. So hang on, how do we get... Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, there we go, she said hello. And you would get you onto the podcast someday.
This is Jeremy's youngest, this is Freya.
Youngest. Are you the baby of the family?
She is.
Are you the baby? Yeah, what age are you? How old?
I'd say you're two.
Are you two? Oh, she's starstruck by the whole thing going on. Anyway, this is my daughter. The reason she's here is because I'm babysitting her.
You don't babysit your own children.
Yeah. Okay, go back over to the seat. Adrian brought her over Maltesers. Thanks for trying to fatten up my kids. Go on back over and have your Maltesers. The reason she's here is because I'm babysitting her.
You don't babysit your own children.
Oh, no, I do. I'm babysitting her. I'm literally baby. Well, no, we're not. Maltesers are babysitting her. Now, this could be the very first ever part of the episode where we have to cut the episode short because of a toilet break. Well, she can't go on her own. I don't even know. She's coming back over. What's wrong? Oh, you want to come back up onto the table? We're not going to have a... Freya, we have a very controversial discussion to have here, and you have to go over and eat your Maltesers, yeah? What are the sweets called? What?
You're being extra shy.
She is. She's. Why are people saying she's the spit me? She actually isn't, believe it or not. Do you look like your daddy?
No.
No, you don't. Like, give me
much prettier than her daddy.
Okay, go back over and sit down. Daddy has to talk about serious stuff with serious people, with the liquors. Come on, go back over. Go back over. So this podcast could be the shortest ever.
Don't even mention it.
T-O-I-L-E-T.
Don't mention it.
No, but she is notorious for having M-E-L-T-D-O-W-N-S.
Oh, really?
Oh, she goes from 0 to 1,000 just like most women, actually. So she has one of her...
leave it at that. Don't bring...
Eat your Maltesers. Eat your Maltesers. Anyway, Adrian has big news.
I have big news, yes.
Big news.
Here is the news. Breaking news.
This is CNN. I used to be the voice of Fox TV in America. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, if you actually, guys...
Fox TV?
Yeah, Fox News. If you guys if you want to Google this, it's on YouTube. Back in the 90s, I was contacted by an agent, a voice agent in America called Dan Witherburn.
This story may or may not be true.
What's wrong? What? Tell me what's wrong. I have to do... I'm speaking. Go on over and play with the iPad. It's the best parent ever invented.
It is. Yep.
Anyway, I was contacted by an agent, a voice agent in America called Dan Witherburn.
Right.
He looks after all the... He used to look after the fella that does the trailers, you know. It was a time of war.
Anyway, so what did you do?
One man.
This story may or may not be true.
No, it's true. One man, one hero. And they wanted an Irish voice for Fox News. They wanted an...
So what did you do?
So they asked me to record...
This story may or may not be true.
No, it's true. Why would I make...
Like all of Jeremy's stories.
First of all, how would I even come up with Dan Witherburn? You can look him up. He's a voice talent agent in America. So he rang me and he said, good afternoon, Jeremy.
Will you tell me what you did?
Dan Witherburn here. We're looking for a warm Irish voice for our...
Why did they come to you?
For Fox News, because he heard us on... We used to do that nighttime show.
Why didn't he get onto Quiggers or somebody who actually has a decent voice?
Oh, no, he rang me. I was the first port to call. He said, we need you to record the voice for...
let me hear it.
For Fox News. So they sent me a script of about 15 different things. And... I read them out down the line. They recorded them. And if you watch any clips of Fox News from the, I'd say, 1999 to 2005, if you watch them on YouTube, they're all there. You will hear this. You'll hear the music. You do the music. This is Fox News.
So why did you put on an American voice?
I didn't. That's not an American. Or do the music again. Live from our studios in Burbank, California. This is a Fox News special.
But why you put on an American accent?
I'm not doing an American accent. That's my own accent.
They wanted an Irish voice.
Yes, and they got an Irish voice. They got me. Give me one more.
Putting on an American accent.
Go on, give me one more. Oh, what was the show I used to do? I used to do the voiceover. Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, come on. Yeah, go on. Live from our studios in New York. It's the Wolf Blitzer Show with Wolf Blitzer. Now, you know I'm not making up because he is actually a presenter. Oh, no, he's CNN, isn't
CNN.
He? But he moved. He used to be with Fox.
He didn't.
He was with Fox in the 90s.
He was never with Fox.
Anyway, genuinely, look up YouTube videos from the 90s of Fox News and you will hear my voice. Breaking news. Yeah? Let's go live to Afghanistan. So I did all the, during the Gulf War, I am the, when Saddam Hussein was taken down, that was actually me.
Was it?
So you know what it was called?
No.
World at War, the Gulf Crisis on CNN.
Oh, I thought you did Fox News.
I did them all. You named it.
I'm finding this story very difficult to believe.
And actually, if you watch, lots of you won't even know what this channel is because you're all uneducated fools. Most of you are on the dole, so you won't notice.
You can't say that to people.
But what else would they... How else would they find the time? But there's a channel on your TV called Bloomberg, which is where you check your stocks and shares. And if you watch Bloomberg TV, you will hear my voice on it now. So they've actually used my voice for Bloomberg. This is the stock market on Bloomberg TV.
But why are you putting on that stupid voice?
That's not a stupid voice. That's my voice. That's my voice over voice.
Fox News.
What?
Fox News.
Say Fox News.
You did.
No. This is the situation with the stock market on Bloomberg TV. We'll be back after these announcements. That's actually me. What are you laughing at?
I have some news. And this is actually real news.
Okay, I'll do it live from the studios at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock with a breaking news story. Over to you, Dan. But your name's not Dan. By the way, thank you to Dan Witherburn. Freya, my daughter's still here. Freya, Dan Witherburn, is putting you through school. All the money I got for those voiceovers is putting her through private school. She goes to private school.
She doesn't.
She's in Clongos. Sit down, by the way.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
News. So I want to congratulate my my darling daughter Laura and her partner Barry on the birth of their little baby boy today.
Yeah, now congratulations.
Five to twelve, little baby boy was born.
Beautiful.
8 pounds 3 ounces.
Now we don't give the name yet.
No.
They haven't chosen the name.
Nope. But
probably wrong that you assigned a gender to the baby.
Why? Oh, no, it's a boy.
That's not your place.
I've known as a boy for months.
No, it's not you. You've just assigned.
Oh, no, they told me. They told me. Anyway.
So Adrian is now officially a granddad.
Yes, I am, officially.
So I'm thinking up jokes as we speak, and I will send them. breaking news from New York. Adrian is a granddad. How does it feel to be a granddad?
That's great.
You were probably a granddad years ago. So I'd say you spread a lot of sperm in the 90s. I'd say there's grandkids somewhere.
All over the place.
Has to be.
There isn't.
Little joyriders going around. I'm Adrian's grandson. So I am.
So anyway, yeah, congratulations to Laura and her partner,
well,
Barry.
Well, not her partner. Barry's lovely.
Well, he was there.
Barry, lovely fella, by the way.
There with her.
Yeah, but Barry's contribution to the whole. That's why I didn't send you a message of congratulations. You did fuck all.
No, I know I did.
Did literally nothing. In fact, Adrian.
So you want me to just congratulate Laura?
Yeah. And in fact, I said to Adrian.
Sorry, Barry, no congratulations for you.
I said, what do you want, jelly tots? This is very annoying. How are we going to get through it? Do you want jelly tots? Yeah. She's gone through the Maltesers already.
I don't know.
Are they all gone? Holy shit. I mean, holy damn. I can't do this, not cursing.
Anyway.
Now, here. Sorry, would you let me explain to the baby? These have to last for an hour, okay? So will you eat them slow? Yeah. Opinions matter. Encouraging responsible
eating.
Yeah. There you go. Take your time with them.
Anyway, Laura, congratulations. I'm not allowed to congratulate Barry.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't congratulate you. I remember a few months ago when Laura was having her baby shower and I said, Adrian, you should foot the bill for your answer. And I quote, fuck that. I did make the baby.
That's true. Anyway, so 8 pounds, 3 ounces. He's a little bruiser, he is. So I'm delighted for him.
This is Fox News. A baby has been born in Dublin's Coombe Hospital.
It was Hollis Street.
But Fox, never get it right. Fox, fake news. The baby was 8 pounds, 3 ounces.
8 pounds, 3 ounces, yeah.
Is that a...
That's a bruiser, yeah.
Big for the turkey.
That's exactly right.
Big for the turkey.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he says?
That's what he says.
Is that a big baby?
That's big enough, yeah.
Now, are we able to ask her? I don't know, is that appropriate?
Able to ask what?
Was it out the sunroof?
I didn't discuss that matter.
Oh, sure, that's a big matter. Was it au naturel?
I believe so, yeah.
What do you mean you believe so?
I haven't been told otherwise.
Well, you're assuming.
So I'm assuming, yeah.
Oh, no, I would imagine. No, I'm a gynecologist part-time at the weekends. So I can tell you now. By the way, there's no limit to my talents. I'm a voiceover artist, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gynecologist.
You're a gynecologist.
I'm also very good at car valeting. I can get cars spotless.
Very good.
But I would imagine a baby of that size, we're talking out the sunroof.
No.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Oh, natural. Anyway, well done, Laura, and congratulations to Barry as well.
She's listening to this shit show.
But somebody will say it to her.
Yeah.
Say it to her. Anyway.
And if you're listening to this podcast in a couple of weeks, the baby's already talking.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, before I speak, I need to do something which is very inappropriate. I'm very rude, and I apologise to the two people who are listening to this podcast right now. How are you? You must have clicked on us by mistake. Were you looking for Nicola Tallon's podcast? It's called, what's it called?
Crime World.
Scumbags Who Do Crimes. Is that what it is?
What do you want to do?
I've chewing gum in my mouth, and I need to get rid of it because I can't talk. Where's the strangest place, by the way, you've ever put a bit of chewing gum? I have two places.
You have two places,
One
yeah.
of them is not me. Definitely not me, because it's inappropriate.
Okay.
So I just want to stress that by saying, so I'll tell a story where I once put chewing gum in the parish priest's tabernacle. This is a true story. So many of you may not know this, but...
What's a tabernacle?
It's a little place where a priest keeps his phallus. Or chalice.
Right.
Back in a previous life, boys and girls, I was a altar boy. As were you.
As was I, yeah.
Were you...
What?
Were you...
I was the head altar boy.
Yeah, no, but
I was the top alt boy.
Yeah. Oh, well, I doubt that very much.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of you when you were younger. There's no priest would have made you a top alt boy.
Well, I actually was.
No.
I used to do the rosters and everything.
Hmm?
I used to do the rosters and everything.
Did you? Yeah. Anyway, I was doing...
Will you take the bloody chewing gum out of your mouth?
That's where I put it.
There's the bin.
Oh, forgot there was a bin there. That saves the conversation and chewing gum's gone. Anyway, when I was an altar boy, our parish priest had a strict rule.
Which was?
That you had to wear really short shorts during the summer weather. Oh, I joke about it, lads. The stories I could tell you. It's too heavy for this part of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But the stories I could tell you. Our priest was a wrong one.
Oh, was he?
He was a wrong one, yeah.
Did he ever...
I just said I want to keep it light.
Oh.
Light and fluffy.
Did he ever make approaches to you?
This is the light part. Nobody's going to listen to if I start talking about what went on.
What did go on?
Clerical matters.
Clerical matters.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was an altar boy, and they had a strict rule for the altar boys. Yeah, you had to wear tight shorts, which was fair enough. And you couldn't chew chewing gum when you were serving, when you were on the altar.
Well, obviously.
Well, I didn't think it was obvious. So there was one day I had chewing gum in my mouth, and I see the priest walking towards me. He's polishing his chalice, actually.
Right.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was giving the rim a good old rub.
Yeah, very good. As they do.
Yeah, as they do. And he saw me chewing the chewing gum, and he could see the devil's look he was giving me. So I had to get rid of it. So I took it out of my hand, and I flicked it into his tabernacle.
Right, I'd say that went down well.
But you never knew about it. So
it's
probably still there. Do you want to know what church it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't say that, because I've just said one of the priests was a wrong one.
Was he ever found guilty?
I don't know, so I can't say.
Oh, right.
But he was guilty.
Right.
He had a... I thought we weren't going to get deep a bit, and it's not that deep. He had a... before anybody had a games console, he had a Commodore 64. Do you remember the Commodore 64? So have I lost your attention?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Commodore 64.
I remember.
He had one.
Oh.
Yeah, and we used... When you think about it, I remember one day saying to my mother and father, it was during the summer, we were off holidays, and I remember saying to my mother and father, because we didn't have a games console back then because we were deprived, and I remember saying to my mother and father one day, he said, where are you going today, Jeremy? I'm cycling over to the presbytery, which was the house he lived in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to play with the priest's Commodore 64. Okay, be back in time for dinner. Sending me into the lion's den. Literally into the lion's den. And he used to go over to... It's actually it's very serious. But no, he never touched me.
All right. I've seen photographs of you as a child.
Yeah, yeah. And he used to sit you on his lap to play the Commodore 64.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. On the lap.
Weird.
And the gas thing is, you wouldn't remember this because you weren't a gamer. If you wanted to play a game on the Commodore 64, it took about 45 minutes to load the thing. It'd make this noise.
And meanwhile, you're sitting on his lap the whole time?
You're sitting on his lap the whole 45 minutes sitting on his lap. Dirty bastard.
Anyway
the second strangest place that... Now, and I just want to stress before I say this, guys. Yeah? I am not this person.
Okay.
You okay? No, I am not this person. Okay? A guy I know, whose name is...
Irrelevant, probably.
No, we need to give someone a name or people can't.
Richie.
No, because I do have a friend called Richie. He's actually married and his wife does listen to this podcast. Say hello to Grania.
How are you, Grania?
Grania and Richie. Lovely couple. It wasn't Richie Grania, by the way. You have to be so careful telling stories.
Will you get on with it?
Richie was once. It's not Richie. Sorry. Give me a different name.
Trevor.
I don't have any friends called Trevor. So Trevor one night was having intercourse with a female. And she was in a certain position.
Okay. Right, get on with it.
Bent over.
Yeah.
Which is most...
It's grand, yeah.
It's grand, yeah. If you're the giver, not the receiver.
Is this good to do with chewing gum? Will you get on with the story?
And you realise halfway through...
That he had chewing gum in his mouth.
So he's gone...
No, you don't need to describe the whole thing, you dirty bastard. Where did he put the chewing gum?
So halfway through it, he was afraid that the chewing gum would fall or that he'd... Like, you can swallow chewing gum very easily. Have you ever swallowed chewing gum?
No, I haven't.
So he was going like hammer and tongs.
Yeah.
And he was afraid that he was going to swallow the chewing gum. So he took the chewing gum out of there and stuck it between the cheeks of her arse.
Mm.
That's actually a true story. His name's not Trevor. And it's certainly not me.
Okay.
And I can even tell you the make of chewing gum. It was Wrigley's.
Fantastic.
Because it was wriggling in between her bum. That's actually a true story.
How did you find out this true story?
Because lads tell each other absolutely everything, don't they? And by the way, girls do as well. Did you know that? I heard two girls that I work with, yeah, in a different company, yeah, talking about their sexual antics with their husband the night before. Now, I would hate to think that my wife is in work at the moment. Although, no, my wife would never admit to having sex with me.
No, I'm sure she wouldn't. Yeah.
She literally, when people ask, how are those babies born? Ah,
miraculous.
You're miraculous with the turkey baster. I didn't let him have sex with me. But women talk about that. Did you know that?
No.
Why are people saying I pronounce swallow wrong? Dublin people call it swally.
Some people do, yeah.
How do they think the word is swally?
I don't know.
Like, how do they possibly think that?
Are you finished with your story?
Yeah, why? Do you want to tell a story?
No, I want to move on. I've places to be, things to do, journeys to take.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is the other... From now on, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you all this, that the podcast is going to be cut by 40%. It's going to be 40% shorter than it was previously. And now that Adrian is a granddad, he's not allowed to work longer hours. So we've had to cut back. We've had to cut back his hours. Hi, did you bring them in, Amanda? Oh, you have them. The adult diapers are here for you as well.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.